Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of the heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads. Your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing, drunkenness, or the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
With the new church year that we begin today, we begin to read our Gospel from St. Luke. And let me take just a few minutes to introduce that to you. Luke was a disciple of Paul, and he wrote his gospel either from Antioch, Syria, or from southern Turkey. He wrote his gospel in about the year 85. Luke's gospel is directed to Roman citizens. Luke's gospel is completely unique. His major and primary theme is mercy and forgiveness. Luke's Jesus is filled with more forgiveness and more mercy than any other portrait of Jesus we get from the other evangelists. Luke is the most prolific author in the New Testament. His gospel begins with the birth of Christ and ends with the ascension, and then he begins with Pentecost and writes Acts of the Apostles, which takes us up to the arrival of St. Paul. It is only in Luke that we're going to get the great stories of forgiveness, the story of the prodigal son, the good Samaritan, the woman caught in adultery, Zacchaeus, the woman known to be a sinner. It is only Luke's Jesus, when he goes to Calvary, prays to his Father, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Very different than Mark and Matthew's Jesus, who cry out, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," my God, why have you abandoned me?" Luke is the only gospel author of the four to give us the familiar story of the birth of Christ in a stable, in a manger, surrounded by animals and shepherd. Luke's Jesus is very much like Pope Francis. He moves away from the centers of power and goes to the poor, the impoverished, people who are disenfranchised, the sick, the lepers. We are going to hear more about Mary in Luke's gospel than we will hear in all of the other gospels combined. Only Luke tells us the story of the Annunciation, Mary visiting Elizabeth, that incredible prayer that she utters, the Magnificat, the birth of Christ, and then the story of Jesus staying behind in the temple and Mary and Joseph searching for him. We will also encounter more women in Luke's gospel than in any of the other gospels. And remember that women were very much second-class citizens, but Jesus pulls women around himself and makes them part of his entourage. I simply invite you, listen this year to Luke. You will encounter a Jesus who will assure you, beyond any doubt, you can be forgiven anything and everything. Amen.